Speaking of the Chapel Hill Public Library, Susan Brown joins us from the Chapel Hill Public Library.
Hello.
She is there all the time. How
I
are you?
I am. I'm doing well.
Yes,
how are you?
I'm doing good. So we're talking this week about traffic because you were stuck in a minor traffic jam
just
yesterday.
A little bit. I had heard about it, and it happened, what, at like noon?
At noon, yeah.
So
12:30.
We left the Moorhead Planetarium at 6:10 to get to the music school over by like Trader Joe's.
Uh-huh.
By 6:30?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
It was ridiculous still.
You could have abandoned your car at the mall and walked over to Trader
Joe's.
We
actually talked
about that. Is that what you did?
Well, we turned into the Trader Joe's parking lot, and I called the music school, and I was like, we're going to be late. They're like, everybody's late.
Yeah.
And we actually talked about parking and walking, and then we finally just called the music lesson. They said everybody was late. They were calling it an act of God. Just don't even come. It was nuts.
It was a terrible accident.
It was
I drove by it
I mean,
not
we were
long
stuck
after
in
it happened.
We were stuck in it for like 30 minutes.
And I was getting reports of people like earlier in the day who were stuck in it for an hour and a half.
Yeah.
It was like it was that snowstorm that shut down 15501 and they had to cancel the Carolina Duke game a couple of years ago and people were stuck in traffic for 5 hours. That was what it was reminding me of.
But if you're going to be stuck in traffic, it's good to be stuck in the Trader Joe's parking lot because you got lots of options.
There's a lot
you
of options.
You can just park.
Yeah,
and,
park,
you know,
go to the Loop, go to TCBY, Trader Joe's, walk over to Whole Foods if Trader Joe's isn't your thing.
Yeah.
And all those great stuff. Cool. So we're talking about traffic jams.
We are.
We still got that on the brain.
Inspired by the traffic jam.
All right. Cool.
I had fun with this one.
All right. So I'm gonna let you. I'm gonna let you take it away then, because I was trying to think of traffic jam related books, and then all I could think of was songs by the band Traffic and Traffic Jam by James Taylor.
I sent you some bumper music. Yeah, I sent you that. We got to do that one, right?
All right. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So the first book I thought of, I'm actually fast. So I was looking at all of the merge lanes and how it all works. And then that super U-turn thing and how, you know, it goes from two lanes to one at Trader Joe's and the same thing over on the other side. And just I get fascinated by how highways are and roads and streets are laid out and how it all works. And actually, every time I take a long distance trip on the interstate, I'm like, how did they do this?
Yeah.
How did they build the interstate?
Right.
There's a couple really good books about it, but I wanted to highlight a book called The Road Taken, and it is by Henry Petrosky, who is at Duke.
Okay.
He's a great writer. He's a historian. He's a wonderful writer. And he writes, he wrote a great book called The Pencil, which is a book
about the pencil. All right.
He wrote The Book on the Bookshelf, which is about the history of how we store books.
That's cool.
And this is, if not his newest one, one of his newest ones. And it's all about roads and engineering and the state of American infrastructure.
Oh, nice.
So he writes about how guardrails came to be standard and how highways are numbered. And he's got a great part about how he takes his own street and he kind of breaks apart all the parts of his own street and writes
awesome.
About it. It's a great book. He's a wonderful author. It's
What's
called
the name
Road
of it?
Taken.
The Road Taken. All right.
Yeah.
I definitely have to check this out because I'm fascinated by roads and the interstate. And like every time, and I know everyone's had this experience of driving on the interstate and there's construction and it's been like the same tenth of a mile on the interstate and it's just one lane of that tenth of a mile that's been under construction for what feels like 5 years. And you wonder how in the Sam Hill did they get the entire nationwide interstate system built in the matter of a few years. And some of those stories are fascinating.
Like, and also like the psychology of the merge. Like,
yes. Oh,
like
yeah.
One
yeah.
lane ahead. I'm
yep.
a good citizen. And when it says merge left.
Uh-huh.
I merge. You've got to look like you're one of those people. You wait till the very end.
No, I
you're
do
down
not
there,
wait until the very
shoot.
End.
Okay, okay.
I've got that look like I'm not 100% sure you're not lying right now, Susan Brown.
No. I am a good... What about me when I say I'm a good citizen?
I don't know.
Gives you
I believe that you're a good citizen.
But
I'm not 100% you're a good citizen in that way, though.
It's fascinating to me to watch that. And it's like, if everybody just got over when they said to get over, we'd all be ahead
on
now.
On the other hand, I will say, I am one of the people who gets over when they say to get over, but the math of this is kind of fascinating that in fact the people who are zooming ahead sort of mathematically are making it faster for everyone else.
They
and
are.
I did not understand that until I came to North Carolina. I came here, and every time you turn onto the interstate, like you make a left onto the interstate or whatever, there's always those two left-hand turn lanes, and then you both make that turn, and then the one lane merges into the other as soon as you make the turn as you're merging on. That's the same mentality. Like you get maybe five cars in this lane and five cars in that lane, and then all 10 can turn.
Drag race. I mean, not right there.
Yeah. But before the light turns red, all 10 of those cars can get through, as opposed to if you got a line of 10 cars, maybe 8 of those cars will get through, and those other two are going to be stuck back in the back. So, like, that actually makes sense that the people who are zooming ahead.
This is how we end up in situations like yesterday.
Yeah, I know. That only works if everyone, like, equally obey, like, does that, as opposed to everyone getting over and merging, and then those like three jerks that zoom ahead of everyone else.
Right?
Those people
are
jerks.
They are jerks. There's no other word for them. I'm not one of them.
Yeah, no. There are plenty of other words for it.
Let's talk about
folks now. All right, they're just not arable. Okay, so thinking about the interstate system, I was trying to think of books about cars and vehicles and sort of the history of the American automobile, and for some reason I was coming up with a blank. But David Halberstam's The 50s, mm-hmm. which I've mentioned before, has just chapters and chapters about the development of the automobile in the 1950s in General Motors, and this is their heyday and they're dominating the system, but they're also just sort of becoming complacent and they're focusing on style over function and just making the mistakes that are going to lead the Japanese companies and other companies to break the monopolies in the 60s and 70s and beyond. And it's a fascinating history of the way that develops in the 1950s. So I'm going to recommend that book again just for those chapters about General Motors. And also the 50s is when the interstates,
started getting
developed. Yeah. The Eisenhower system.
I actually like to go on to go places and then get off like what the old highway was.
Yeah.
Like in Virginia, when we drive up 81 and it's packed, we just get off on Route 11 and just cruise up there, used to be the old route.
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
So I was thinking about how yesterday happened, and from what I understand, it was a traffic wreck.
It was a
car
accident.
Wreck. Yeah. It was a traffic accident.
It was a driver that ran into a pole.
Yeah.
And apparently she's fine, but we haven't confirmed that yet, but all the reports that we're getting is that the driver was actually not badly hurt.
So I was trying to think of books with car accidents in them.
Okay.
And I went to one of our favorite authors, Stephen King, and Misery.
Oh,
which is
right.
such a great book. I reread it.
I was waiting
years
for you
ago.
To say Cujo, but no,
well, no
Misery.
Also,
that makes
sense.
Yeah.
So Misery, of course, was a great movie with Kathy Bates and
James Caan.
Yep. Yes, and the premise of it is he's the author, Paul Sheldon, and he writes these Victorian romance series, and they're wildly popular. He's been writing them forever, and he's done writing them.
Yep.
And he writes this sort of thriller mainstream book, and he's just finished the manuscript at this hotel in Colorado where he always finishes his books, and he decides, I think
the
he's drunk
there is
when
wonderful.
He, right? I think he might be kind of loaded when he decides that he's going to drive the manuscript, and he has a wreck in the mountains of Colorado, and
like
this woman finds him.
Mm-hmm.
The character in the book is Kathy Bates, or the actress in the movie.
Is Kathy Bates.
Sorry.
That would be a great book.
Right?
Like, Kathy Bates finds her after making that movie. If you get into a car crash and like you wake up and there's Kathy Bates standing over
like
you.
That's a great meta book movie. Yeah. So she's this creepy super fan who's obsessed. And I'm going to do air quotes. She's going to quote unquote nurse him back to health.
Yes.
And she finds the manuscript where he kills off the character and bad things happen.
Yes.
So car accidents... when bad things happen.
All right.
I'm sure no one is now, drugged up and having their legs poorly splint in a house around Chapel Hill after yesterday's traffic accident.
That got dark
right?
real
No,
quick.
I know, right? I was trying to make this
This
segue.
Is why I was skeptical about that good citizen thing earlier. Okay. Speaking with Susan Brown, Chapel Hill Public Library, we're talking about traffic jam and traffic jam-related books. And I'm actually, 50s by David Halberstam was like the one idea that I had, so I'm going to let
you
take
one more.
Away. Go for it.
Actually, one and a half more.
Okay.
One and a half more.
Is this one long book or?
No,
okay.
No. It's one book and a novella. Actually, it's a short story and a novella.
Okay.
Anyways.
So you got one more in
there
the form
was this
of two
summer
halves.
When my so when I was a kid in the summer, my parents would get HBO, and then when the school year started, they would yank it. Right.
Really?
And this is when HBO was just movies.
Was that just
basically,
like?
Right?
Was that just like to keep you occupied during
Pretty
the summertime?
Much. It was
oh,
our
okay.
Baby
well, that
summer,
makes sense.
Right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It was movies and occasionally like stand-up comedy that we shouldn't watch, but HBO was very different then. And so there are certain movies that were always on. I was like, oh, that was on HBO in the summer, right?
Yep,
like
yep.
Chud.
Yes. Yeah.
My Bodyguard.
I do. Oh, My Bodyguard. I watched that. I think my sixth grade English class, we watched
Warriors.
That movie in there.
Okay,
yes.
So the other one was Duel.
Oh, I
Remember
just
Duel?
Saw that. Yes.
So Duel has.
I missed it on HBO, but
who's the actor? The actor's name left me.
Not Robert
Dennis
something.
Dennis Hopper.
Dennis.
The other one.
Yeah.
Yes.
Not Quaid either, but the other Dennis. Dennis
Weaver. Dennis Weaver.
Yes, there you go.
So Duel is in the movie. Dennis Weaver plays the main character, David Mann, who's the salesman.
But you remember the character's name in the movie?
That's how I roll.
That's incredible.
I'm a librarian.
His last name is Mann because he's a sort of this everyman.
He's everyman,
kind of
right? And he's the salesman. He's on this sort of, could be any road.
He's coming back home.
And he starts getting followed by this menacing big rig truck.
Yes.
And it's
driver,
all about
which you never
this,
see.
Right? Yeah. You never see the driver, and he has to do battle with this menacing big rig truck.
Yeah.
That's based on a short story by Richard Matheson, who is actually Stephen King is a huge fan and was hugely influenced by Richard Matheson. And we have it in a collection called Duel.
Awesome.
Richard Matheson, if you like The Twilight Zone, he was the author of Nightmare at 30,000 Feet.
Oh, yes.
He was the author of I Am Legend.
Yes.
So many of his short stories and his shorter novels have been turned into movies. So that's another car-related book and movie duo. But if you've never read Richard Matheson, he's great. And then I was looking at our catalog and circling it back to Stephen King. This came out a couple years ago. There was a book tribute called I Am Legend, or He Was Legend. Anyways, there was a tribute to Richard Matheson, and Stephen King and his son, Joe Hill, who's also a great author, wrote a story called, I think it was called Road Rage. No, it was called something else. The collection, yeah, I think the story was called Road Rage. And they do a tribute to Duel, but it's written about a trucker who's being menaced by a gang of bikers.
Yes.
So we have that on audiobook, and I think we might also have it in another collection that's a tribute to Richard Matheson. So that was my half there. That's my one and a half.
Awesome.
Because by looking at Duel, the collection, I found Stephen King's tribute to it.
Oh, that's really cool.
Which is super cool.
Okay, so the collection is called Road Rage. I just looked this up. The collection is called Road Rage. It's got the original Duel, and it's also got the tribute by Stephen King and Joe Hill, which is called Throttle.
Throttle. Yeah.
Which is a great name.
And it flips it, right? So the long-haul trucker is being hunted and chased and menaced by... Is menaced a verb?
Yes, it is.
To be menaced?
It is now, yeah.
You can be menaced?
Yeah.
Okay. By this menacing, he's being, followed by a menacing, faceless gang of bikers.
That out
too. Yeah.
Very cool.
That was fun.
Yesterday was not fun.
But this was fun.
Yes, today was fun. All right, cool. Susan Brown, Chapel Hill Public Library. Thank you so much.
Thank you.